Which was she in line?
Well, I had four. Well, I have a girl.
Oh, well, then your boys did know how to keep house. Yeah.
And they keep house nicely.
Oh, isn't that
I had
great?
A lot of help.
That's grand.
I had one boy. In those times, times were tough.
Sure.
But go clean the school. When he come in from school in the afternoon, he'd come in getting out his clothes. And it wasn't long before you'd look out on the, see they had lines then.
Yeah.
You'd look out on that line and see them pants and shirts and things whooping in the line.
Oh yeah.
He'd come inside and make him some starch. Yeah. Starch his shirt and pants if he needed. He's ready to go to school clean the next day.
My goodness. Isn't that wonderful? Did they do well in school?
That's fine, yes ma'am. That's fine. All of them have nice jobs.
Isn't that great? That's wonderful.
I don't think I have. No, I have no boy just got an ordinary job. My baby boy, he put himself through school.
Mm. Isn't that wonderful? Through college?
Yes, ma'am.
Why?
When he came, when he finished here in Jackson. Mm-hmm. Finished on a Friday night, and he told me that Friday night. He said, Mother, he said, you're not able to send me to college. And I said, I want to go to college. I said, I don't want you to even try. He said, you've done your part. He says, I'm going to put myself in college. I said, right, he did.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yes, ma'am. He put his
gee whiz, isn't that great? My, oh, my, think of that. And what does he do now?
Well, he's a salesman for the United States Parcel.
Oh, that's right. He must have a very fine job.
Yes, ma'am. I have a
that's
good job.
Grand. That's wonderful.
I have a beautiful home.
Really? Is that nice?
Yes,
right.
Ma'am.
They live in Atlanta.
Yes, ma'am.
Isn't that nice?
I think about all my kids have their own home. But the daughter would have a married soldier. Mm-hmm. And they bought a home. But after they bought it, he was sent to the Vietnam. Mm-hmm. So they sold their home. All the rest of them have their own.
But she still lives in Augusta, doesn't
yes,
she?
Yes, ma'am, but they're fixing to go to Germany.
Are they really? My goodness.
So I have nothing to grumble about.
No. I'll bet their father was proud of them, wasn't he?
Yes, ma'am. Very mm-hmm. proud of them.
Yeah. Well, when you would fix dinner, say, say you were fixing, let's say, meat. How much meat would it take to feed a family that
oh,
size?
Oh, we would take a good deal of it, but we raised our meat, you see.
I see.
We had hogs, cows. We had plenty of milk and butter, meat, salt, and stuff like that. We raised that when we were farming.
That's grand.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Chickens, eggs, didn't have to buy none of that.
Isn't that great?
I always have a big yard of chickens.
I guess if you were going to have chickens, how much chicken would it, how many chickens would it take to feed the family?
Well, I almost kill two at a time.
Two, uh-huh. I guess so. And if you would bake a pie, how many pies would it take for a family that size?
Oh, it would take a lot of small pies, but I didn't take time to food in a whole lot of small
I
pies.
I see.
I had me a large pan.
Yeah.
We call them cobblers.
Oh, I see.
That's where I put sometimes the pan would be bad.
Oh, gee.
Well, I loved it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. That's great. Did you go to town every weekend or every day or what? How often did you go into Jackson?
We didn't have to go to town, you see, every day for vegetables and groceries and stuff. We most would have to go to town to get clothes and things like that.
I see.
But we already had our food. Probably we'd have to buy a little sugar,
mm-hmm.
coffee, and stuff like that.
Sure, yes, I know. See, that's wonderful. Okay, let's see where I was here now.